You are listening to Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind. This is a series of 15 short programmes where ordinary Limerick people from a variety of backgrounds and occupations tell us about what they think of third level students.
My name is Ronan Collins and I work as a barman in Patrick Punch's Bar and Hotel in Limerick. Well, I'm originally from Arklow in Wicklow. I lived in Galway for a while, but I decided to go and do study in college in Limerick, in Mary Lloyd, doing primary school teaching. I had a great laugh in college. I just finished up last week actually, but I'm really happy I went to college, especially here in Limerick and Mary Lloyd. It's a nice city, I like it, and really met great people and great friends down here. Well, last summer I needed to get a job. I was working in a butcher's, but I was wanting to change job occupation now. I was never a great sleeper as such, so a night job would really suit me the hours. And as well, I'd be quite sociable as a person and a good talker, so a bar job I felt suited me. So I went looking for jobs around Limerick, and sure enough I came up with a job, and it's just right next door to where I live. It's right next door to the college, and it's very handy. I'm in there a year now, next week. If we were working an all-day shift, that'd be from 12 o'clock in the morning till close. We would, at 12 o'clock there'd be a carvery on, they'd be working a carvery at the time. So what'd happen is we'd be behind the bar, so we'd be mainly serving out mineral drinks and keeping water and just keeping the bar generally clean. Be a lot of tea and coffee as well at that time and desserts. Now at about 3 o'clock, what we do is we take in the carvery meal, and there's a bar menu. Now we would deal with the bar menu, we get the table sorted and ready for the bar menu, and we'd also be dealing with the food orders, sending them down to the kitchen, picking up the food from the kitchen. And there'd also be a lot of drinks, both mineral and alcoholic at that time. But at 8 o'clock now we take the bar menus in, and it'd be just drink then from then until close. And we have a restaurant, you see, so anyone who wanted food after would go into the restaurant. We'd be now on a Monday to Thursday, closes 11:30, but on a Friday and Saturday night closes 12:30, 11 o'clock on a Sunday. But on Friday and Saturday we'd also have a band in or a one piece show, and that'd mean the place would be busy enough, it'd be quite full, so there'd be maybe 3 or 4 of us on in the bar, and it'd be a good buzz. When you're very busy, it's good to be busy in a bar now, because you'd be really kept going and it's good, it's almost like a challenge. But when you wouldn't, it's a hotel bar, you see, because it's also joined to a hotel, so when you wouldn't, you'd also have a lot of hotel guests in the bar, which is interesting because it's not the same people you're talking to every day. And they'd have good stories from around the country to tell you, or from either other countries. But as well then, we have a very good clientele base of locals. So when you'd be talking to them, it'd be the same people, and you'd know what's going on in their life, and they'd know what's going on in yours. And they'd be asking you questions about, how did your driving test go? How is this exam going for you in college? How's sport going for you? And you'd know to ask them, how's this member of your family? And that's good. It's like a community in there. And I'll admit, whenever anything's not been going great for me in life, I generally like walking into work. I don't actually find it as work. I find it as somewhere I relax, because I always relax in work, and I'm very lucky to be able to say that. Well, it's Patrick Punch's pub. It's located right beside Mary Eye College, so we'd have a good lot of students coming in, but they'd mainly come in now for lunch or for food and maybe a pint or two socialising on a Sunday, Monday, Wednesday night. But we wouldn't really have students in drinking heavy for nights out. I'm a student myself, so I know well what they're like. I think students are a very important part of Limerick City. There's LIT and UL and Mary Eye. That's three colleges. That's a high student population. Now, UL isn't in the city. And if it was, there would be a lot more inside the city itself that's student based. But even this part of the city, Mary Eye, where I go to college, you even know the local residents are mainly students. It's a lot of people also who live in the local residence either work in the college or are lecturers in the college, and it's a very student-based centre on this part of the city. But as you go into the city centre now, maybe students wouldn't venture into there a huge amount, but the Crescent Shopping Centre would be, you'd notice from a lot of the shops there, it's very student-based and student-orientated. Now, in my line of work, I generally only have good experiences dealing with students. Now, I have been on nights out where I see what some students have got up to, and it is a bad experience. And I put myself in the barman's shoes and say, Jesus, I'm lucky and I'm happy I'm not him right now. But where I am, we'd only be dealing food with them. And it's good to be dealing food with a student because generally they don't complain because it's nicer than the food they're cooking for themselves at home. And also, when we do get students in drinking, it would be only a couple of sociable pints, and they're actually very talkative and you can relate to them. They're doing the same in the same college as me, or they're doing the same things in life as I am, and we're able to talk about the same things. Fact is, I'm very happy that students are in, it's a great form of lifestyle. But and as I said, I'm a night owl. I think the student way of life is get out of bed as late as possible, get into bed as late as possible, you know. And what it is it's kind of everyone else's day, just a couple of hours later. I like how students come into our place. I'm happy it isn't a student night out spot, because I wouldn't like to be dealing with that mess. And it is carnage, I suppose, is the best word to describe it sometimes, carnage. But I'm happy that we have it how we have it, that we do have them in for sociable points, and it means that there is, it's an extra layer of people coming into the pub, and it's good to get a whole lot of different ages. Like I said, it's a hotel bar, so we often get hotel guests who come in, and you can talk to them about loads of different things. We have some very old people who drink in the bar. It's a great thing because they'd be able to give you advice. I'd often ask for advice off them because they have life experience. Then you'd have lads who are 30, 40. They're great crack, like. They're a really good crack. And then students as well. It just adds to the mix. I just like to say to students out there about drink that, you know what, it's a real great place to socialise in the pub and drinking, and it is, and you can make your friends and you can have a good time. But just always be aware of what is possible and happening, and just don't let it happen. Just think about it.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyon and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.